Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Despite the ABC moderator's comment, the reality in America is that abortion is allowed up to and during birth in many states. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Of course, it was very troubling, Matt, to watch the recent presidential debate. And you had Kamala Harris saying that nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. And of course, the moderator, as you just mentioned, she chimed in and said, well, there's no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born. And this is just another example of them lying to try to preserve the right to kill unborn children.
Well, we know, for example, that the former governor of Virginia, who actually is a pediatrician, stated specifically in his public message about killing babies after they're born.
He did that radio interview. Yeah, that was shocking.
A conversation between the mother and the doctor about the future of that baby, whether they're going to provide treatment to it or whether they're going to just allow it to die after it's already born.
And that's horrendous. You know, we've talked to several, I think of Melissa Odin. She was in that situation as a baby being born and then pushed aside, and they wanted her to die, but thankfully, there was a nurse who had mercy on her and saved her life. And now today, she uses her platform to speak against that. There are many children that have been born alive.
Well, despite what the ABC moderator, Lindsay Davis, said, or Kamala Harris, abortion in the ninth month is legal in 21 states, and 15 states do not actively prevent infanticide. In fact, in Minnesota alone, Governor Tim Walz's Department of Health reports that there were at least 6 abortions in the ninth month and that 19 babies were born alive and left to die between 2015 and 2021. According to the data from the state's 2021 report, 5 babies were born alive where in all 5 instances, no life-preserving measures were taken, and in only 2 instances were comfort care measures taken. These are just the reported cases. Many of these cases are not reported. So we know for a fact that abortion up to birth and even during birth has been happening, is happening here in America. And in fact, Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota repealed Minnesota's Born Alive Infant Protection Act, where healthcare practitioners are no longer required to report about infants born alive and are certainly not required to provide life-saving efforts for them. He actually repealed the law that was in effect when he became governor, the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. That does exactly what the title says. If a baby is born alive, then there needs to be some kind of life-saving care given to that baby, whether or not it was intended for abortion or not intended for abortion. And he repealed that law. He then turned around and signed the Protect Reproductive Options Act, or the PRO Act, that sets no limits on abortion.
You know, it's tragic, Matt, that we have gotten to this place in this country where this is happening. I mean, you read back in the Bible, you know, in the days of Moloch, where they were sacrificing children to that god, you know, and we're doing the same thing today. But we as the church sit silent while this happens.
Yeah, it's incredible that we're even having to talk about this, that these babies up to the ninth month, even during birth, are being aborted. And in fact, we know that from our work with Sandra Merritt in the Planned Parenthood investigation and the other Oregon procurement companies, where we've been representing Sandra since 2015. These undercover videos show that these babies are being born late term and that they're being harvested for their baby body parts. They're ripping off arms and legs. They're then taking some of their organs intact so they can get more money for them.
And selling them as if they're auto parts or something. These are children.
And if you remember
children
early on in the case, one of the Oregon procurement companies that would purchase the organs from these abortion clinics and then sell them to these research universities had a drop-down screen where you could order specific baby body parts and the gestational age of that baby body part. So if you wanted a kidney that was 12 weeks or 20 weeks, you could order that just like a drop-down screen for ordering any other product.
Including live beating hearts.
Yeah, even beating hearts taken from the baby. So we know that for a fact. It's on video. We have people that have indicated that that's what they do and that they brag about. They have become very good at extracting these babies' organs. And of course, you know, when you extract the baby's organs like this and you sell them for research, well, the research labs don't want some other kind of poison in the system. So in order to give a, quote, pure specimen, you don't give them anything to even deaden the pain. Mm-hmm. No anesthesia, no poison to kill the baby. Baby's alive, and the baby feels pain, and the baby is ripped apart, and their organs then are harvested for sale.
You know, and don't be fooled. I mean, Planned Parenthood's, their bottom line is their interest. They don't care about women's health, no matter how many pro-abortionists scream, it's about women's health care, blah, blah, blah. Kamala Harris has taken money from Planned Parenthood. I would bet to think that Tim Walz probably has as well. I haven't found the research yet. But all of these politicians take money from Planned Parenthood, so they stand, quote, and Tim Walz has even said, I stand with Planned Parenthood, and so did Becerra. I stand with Planned Parenthood. Well, they probably get money from Planned Parenthood, but they don't care about women or their health or anything else. They care about their pockets.
Their bottom line, according to a September 2024 report from the Family Research Council's Center for Human Dignity, the 277 known cases of babies being born alive during an abortion since 2006 involved states which are required by law to report such cases, such as Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Texas. Currently, Michigan no longer has these reporting requirements. The report is titled Born Alive Abortion Survivors, Just the Facts. And it indicates that the data from just these nine states suggests the actual number of infants born alive during an abortion is much higher. Obviously, many states do not report these kinds of abortions, and so we don't even know. What we do know is absolutely shocking. A diligent fact check, you know, reveals that 21 states allow abortion in the ninth month of pregnancy and up to the moment of birth. According, again, to data compiled by the Family Research Council and the World Population Review, these 21 states either allow unrestricted abortion throughout pregnancy or allow late-term abortions through a, quote, health exception. The states are Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Nevada, Oregon, Rhode Island, Washington, Vermont, and Virginia.
And, you know, President Trump, during that debate, brought it up, and he's brought it up several times before and after that. There are children that are being killed in the ninth month and after, but you saw Kamala and that moderator jump to say, oh, no, 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 that's not true, you know, and but he's right. He's very right.
Specifically, the states that allow unrestricted abortion in the ninth month are Alaska, Colorado, California, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont. Notably, of all these states, California, Michigan, and Vermont have state constitutional amendments protecting a so-called right to an abortion at any point in pregnancy. In addition, Colorado, Maryland, New York, and Nevada all have ballot measures in 2024 attempting to amend each state constitution to enshrine abortion practices and protections at any stage of pregnancy. And I know we've gone through a lot of information here, Holly, but we have all of this information in a press release that compiles it with links. You can go to lc.org /abortion. That's lc.org/abortion.
I also encourage people to go onto our website, that same page, and we have a information booklet called The Truth About Abortion. And it's something you can download, you can print out, you can hand it to people in your church, other people you know, that really shows the reality of what abortion is really all about.
Absolutely. lc.org/abortion. Get the word out, because people need to know, and when they realize how shocking the reality is, they will ultimately make a decision, by and large, to protect life. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.